It's a tremendous chus to be here at the Masiba this year, Chanukah, and we're going to say a short Divrei Torah, and then we're going to introduce the main speaker, Yitzchak Cohen, who graciously consented to spend time with us this afternoon to share with us Divrei Torah and Divrei Hisorus. Yalkut Shimoni, Parshas Beshalach, the Sfiras Hayam.
Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Simon, Lo Kol Sherotza Lo Mashira, Omer Shira.
Just you think a person wants to say Shira, he could just say Shira whenever he wants. It's a special schus to be able to say Shira. And you have to have a special hachana in order to say Shira.
El kol mi shanasa lo nes.
A person that had a nes done to him, and we know nes, Boshan Neromam, snow says, it raises you up.
For Omer Shira, biyadua shamochlim lo al kol avonotsov.
That a person who says his nasa lo nes, and he's able to say Shira, he gets a mechilas avonos for nasa ber yachadosha. That when the person has a nes happen to him, the nes raises him up, and he becomes a new person as a result.
Yisrael kishanasa lehem nes for Omer Shira,
when Klal Yisrael at the Yamsuf, a nes occurred to them, and they sang Shira. So they became a Ber Yechadasha, and when you become a Ber Yechadasha, Memelo, you have Mechilas Avonos, because you're not the same person you were before.
So Nimchul Lahem Avonoseim.
They had Mechilas Avonos,
Shenemar Vayasa Moshe Es Yisrael.
So literally it means Moshe tried to get them to leave the Yam,
Al Bal Korcham, but here the Yalkutaitis Hisiyon Me Avonoseim.
He rid them from their Averus. Mimela, they got Mechilas Avonos. Because as a result of the Giloy, Hashchina, that they saw by Kriyas Yamsuf, they had a Nes, and they were able, that Nes raised them up. And when they were raised up, they had the schus to sing Shira, and therefore that is indicative that Klal Yisrael became a Ber Yechadasha, a new people, a fresh start from that time onward. And therefore, whenever a person becomes a Ber Yechadasha, he has Mechila Savonos.
And then he gives other examples. Chenat Amotze B'Dvora Oborak Shanasa Lehem Neis V'Amu Shira by Shira Stavora. Also, she sang Shira, and then they had a Ber Yechadasha, Nimchu Avroseim, Rabbi Eva, Mishem Rabbi Abba, Kuchol Mokum Shanem, Rabbi Yisuf, Bnei Yisrael, Lassos Hara, Vekan Kasiv, Vayasu, Bnei Yisrael, Tchil Asiya, Vehechen Hein, Masha Osu, Masha Omar, in other words, what's the Tchil Asiya, what happened to what they did in the past, so it must be, what they did in the past was already Nimchal, Masha Osu, Masha Omar, is Mochol HaMachadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, by David, etc.
So that's what the Chazal tell us in the Yalkut Shemoni. So the Sfas Emes, in his Sefer on Chanukah, writes that the same idea that the Yalkut Shemoni tells us by Kriyas Yamsuf is the Yisod of Chanukah. On page 2, Chanukah hu hischachos. Chanukah is hischachos, the same idea as he quotes Shaul Dei Hanes, Nasu Kiber Yechadosha. Because Klal Yisrael experienced miracles on Chanukah, and they became a new people, a Ber Yechadosha, Kediisa, as the Yalkut that we just saw, Kol Sha'osim Lo Neis Omer Shira, Biyadua Shenimchalu Lo Kol Avonosov, In Kei Nase Kiber Yechadosha, and that's Bekriyas Yamsuf, Shira Chadosha Shimchu Geulim, Perish Chadosha, She'ena Misyashenes La'olam. This is a Shira that will never turn old. It will always have a fresh hischachus in the Shira Sayam, because it came at a time where there was a Gimui Hashchina, and there was a Hisorus, and there was a Ber Yechadosha. So there's something special about the Shira Sayam at that time, that is a Shira of Hischachus, and it never becomes old. Harim Hischadeshas HaShira B'chol Yom B'Bnei Yisrael. That every day when we say Shira, the Shira Sayam, that's a new Hischachus of that Shira.
Ata b'chanukah motzu hischachus b'shemona yomim elu al yedei halal v'hodah shenismalu b'simcha al yedei hanes.
So Chanukah, and we know that by yomim ha'im azman hazeh, that every year that the same hisorus of Chanukah comes back again, that zman that's mesugol for nes, it means it's a zman that's mesugol for aliyah, hisromimus. And whenever there's hisromimus, whenever there's aliyah, so then, Klal Yisrael is Nasim Kiber Yechadasha. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. that if someone needed chizuk in some area and feels that, oh, he's already too far gone, Chanukah is a time for what? His chadshus. Because it's the Zman, like the Yalkut Shimoni says, that whenever the Zman of Nisim, that means it's the Zman of Aliyah, and it's the Zman Sheklal Yisrael Nasim Kiberia Chadosha. And that's what Chanukah is. Also, yeah, and that's what it continues, a Mahadrin Ne'el Cholechad, a Mahadrin, right, the whole concept of Mahadrin, a Tavki Iker, a Neis, Haya, Nigbor, Alosam, Arisham, Sharatsu, Levato, Yisrael, B'Torah, Mitzvot, Mikay Misha, Mahadrin, B'Yosar, Chal Mitzvah, Mispal, Yosar, B'Yomim, Eivu. So whereas the more effort you put into, the more Rotzon you put into these days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fill you with a greater Hisoros. So in other words, this man is a man that's Miyuad, Hisoros, because it's his man of Nisim, so that means again, Nes, like Lashon Nisoyon, as the Ramban says by the Akedah, is to pick oneself up, Nes Lehisnoses, like a waving flag that picks up Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Yisod of Chanukah is. And then he repeats this to Sfasemis in several places, amongst them on page 4, Shem Chanukah Mloshen Eschatshus. We know that they made a new Mizbeach in the time of the Chashmonaim. And that's what the he quotes, so the second arrow, page 4, the bottom arrow, Chem Shemati Mimori Zkeni Zal from the Chidush Yarim. Ashetichla regel menashuk is zman aliyah is zman hadloka shal yidei nechanuka misbatel harigilus. That regel menashuk means the regular routine. So we mevatel the regel menashuk to bring us to a heschatshus. But there's yet one other idea that the Sfas Emes points out that's miyuad to Chanukah. And it's miyuad especially to us in our situation as well. We know Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parshas Matos that there are two types of nevuas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. There's Zeh HaDavar and Ko'amar. Whenever it's Zeh HaDavar, that means Aspaklaya Hami'ira. That's the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu Zeh HaDavar in the beginning of Matos. It's Borer. It's clear, a clear nevuah. But Ko is when it doesn't look. Ko is it's hazy. It doesn't look as clear. It's not as Borer. Things are not as clear. Rashi tells us from the Sifrei that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had the ability to have Zeh HaDavar. The other Nevi'im were only Ko'amar, only something that was not clear. And the Sfas Emes here on page 5 in the third column says that Chanukah, Anu Daher, in Chanukah, the Chanul Chafei, he says like this, Ki Menucha Shabbosus V'yomim Tovim Zochu B'nei Yisrael Be'es Hayusom B'mkoman Haroi. In other words, the other Yomim Tovim, there was a clear thing, Klal Yisrael was Yoshim Alad Mosom, there was a Nevuah Barura, Aval Chanukah Purim. Now Chanukah, even though Klal Yisrael was an Eretz Yisrael, but they were under the servitude of Yavon, and Purim was even in Golos, Hem Yomim Tovim Shachu B'nei Yisrael B'mei Galusom, Ve'enu Menucha Barura, Ve'zeh HaChilek Bein Zeh HaDavar L'cho. That's the chilek of Zeh HaDavar L'chol. That Chanukah is a yontav HaChol. That things aren't as borer. Things aren't as easy. Things aren't as clear. You have the Yevamim who are trying to bring Choshech on you. And you have Haman who's trying Lahashmi Laharav La'abed. And yet you still come and you Mosa Nefesh and you rise to the occasion of Neis, of Hischatshus, and you ultimately will win the victory. The Nikra Chanukah, so that's why it's called Chanukah, the Chanukah Hei, the Ko,
means something that's not bor, a tekufa that's not shechina begoloi as much. It's tekufa that you need more effort. Like the Shar Nevi'im had to put an effort to understand the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah, the Zehadavar, Nevuah Barura. Chanukah is the gedder of Chanukah Chof Hei, of the Ko, and the Nevuah of Asmaklari She'ena Me'ira. She'agishu B'chinas Mechuch HaShabbos Ba'asmaklari She'ena Me'ira. And that's the idea of the connection, he's going to say later, of the Pari HaChag, of that we're amongst Goyim and things aren't easy, and still Klal Yisrael will thrive if they're Moser Nefesh. And I think, just to conclude, over here, this man, Yeshiva, especially many fellows coming back from Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael for many people is the Zehadover. Things are very, there's no pressures, there's no other things, it's the Asfaklaria Hamira, and then it comes, you come back, and there's so many other things, it's the Ko, it's Asfaklaria She'ena Me'ira, things become more difficult. And Chanukah is the yontif that gives us the chizuk that even in difficult times, even if it's not zehadover, it's ko amar Hashem. It's not as easy, but it's the time that we can have a hischachus if we really mahadrin, if mahadrin achar mitzvahs, if we really care, we really put in the effort. It's the time where we can really, really steig. But we have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put in the effort, and it's a zman where we can all, whatever kasronos we had in the past, we can really start fresh. Because as the Yalkut Shimoni says, whenever it's a zman of Nes, that's a zman of his Alus, his Romamus, and it's a zman of Beria Chadosha. And that's what Chanuk is all about. Al Pi Halacha, that's what it was all about. They built a new Mizbeach. The Yivonim used the old Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. There was a new Mizbeach, Chanukah HaMizbeach. So it's always an opportunity of his Chachos. And we can always have his Chachos, but certain zmanim are more miyuad. And that's the chizik we should have. And even if we're under pressures and things aren't as easy as they were, the years that we spent in Eretz Yisrael learning, well, it's not the Zehadavar, but still, Chanukah teaches us that even under duress, even when there's Yevanim, even when there's Haman, even Bishas Koi, even when there's Asfaklaria She'ena Me'ira, if you're Moser Nefesh, you'll be Mis'ale, and you'll be able to be Matzliach as well. Okay, we're going to sing one niggun, and I'm introduced Rabbi Cohen. Look.
So we have with us Rav Cohen, who's going to be behind us with Divrei Torah, Divrei Soros. Without any further ado,
the question of Rebbe understood is this Chodesh of Chanukah is to be not only with the shear, but with latkes, the sour cream. Sour cream, latkes, music, that's the Soros. That is the Soros. If the Soros is the brain, it's not with latkes. It's not with Pepsis. If the Soros is the heart, a feeling, an attitude, yes, with the latkes, with the music, with the Pepsis. The Gemara, unfortunately, actually, asked the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim is a zman of simcha, a mishta de simcha. That's when you have the latkes and the zechi of suda. The zechi of suda. In fact, there's a sheet that holds that one forgets to say ala nisim. So it's Purim, one has to repeat brichas hamazon. Because that's one of the misses of Purim. There's many misses in Purim. One of the misses of suda is Purim. However, there is no suda, actually, api halacha, to have a suda on Chanukah, and not even latkes. It's not a din, and perhaps it's exhaustive. If there's the Torah, there's Sherech Vadoz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah. What is the contrast? What's the difference? So we all know the answer. The Bach mentions, now in Forsham also, the Bach on the tour explains that since Chanukah, since Purim was his man for the Nen and the Susach HaShersh, wherever Ashkafa we didn't have, but they figured that there'll be a glad kosher meal, they can go to Achashverosh and have enough in the Suda. There's nothing wrong with that. Therefore, the Nir Keneged Nir, the Onish was, Mahash no Hargis Kwayim. Since there was Anoas HaGuf, they enjoy the Guf, enjoy the delicious food, and this is what Mordechai said not to do. We do not mingle with the Goyim, there's a Havdol being Soramim. So therefore, the Hashem Harim, with the restriction, Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the mitzvah of Purim, one of the mitzvahs is to indulge in food for the Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, not the Shem, not for Haman, not the Susach HaShverosh, but the Shem Hashem. Chanukah, on the other hand, where was the Midah Keneged Midah? The Midah Keneged Midah was that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and they did the Avodah, but his Rosh Hashanah Avodah. There wasn't this desire, this business, this anxiety. It was difficult to get up, it was difficult to go to Beis HaMikdash. We know that Chanukah is the time that the Mishkan was completed. Even though our Komets HaMishkan was not until Aleph Nissan, the Chafei Kislev was already completed. Why? It's like a nerve of a teacher. Teacher demands that the book report has to be finished, the term paper has to be handed in today by 7 o'clock on the dot. And you're up day and night, hand in the paper, takes the paper, puts it in a drawer, and keeps it there for months. Lucky a Jew, you'll get your grade. What'd you do that for? You don't need the paper. More convenient for me. You're not going to grade the paper. Why did you do this? Why? So before, Klal Yisrael asked, why do we have to have the Mishkan ready? To fold up curtains and put it away? Why? Zrizis on the Zoris. If the Mishkan was built on Zrizis, Zriz is the mitzvah. I can't wait already. I'm all prepared. I'm prepared, but I'm not getting married to June. I have everything prepared. Everything. Because that's the name from Zrizis, is Slavis, enthusiasm. So the makor of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash was Zrizis. And now there's this Srashis. It didn't have this anxiety, this desire, this Slavis, this enthusiasm. So therefore the Avon came along and Mavata Litha. Shouldn't bring karbonis. Shouldn't bring the karbonis. That was the meter, kineged meter. And Chanukah is the, as we said, the Chanukah's HaMizbeach, Chanukah's HaBayis, is Ischachus, is Chinuch, Chinuch. It's the first day, it's the first time. Tumuhutu B'Sibur, now it's Chinuch. Oh, no Tumuhutu B'Sibur. That's for every single day. But if it's a brand new day, a beginning of Scholar, there's no Tumuhutu B'Sibur. Then you have to, you have a Tahara. Can't use Pakas, Shemin of Shemin Tomei. There's no Tumuhutu B'Sibur. It's the beginning. The first day, it's the first day. As we said, from the Alkut, from the Svas Emes, it's a Schachis, something new. And this was Chanukah. So there's a clear distinction between the Ruchnis of Chanukah and the Gashmis of Purim. However, we say in Yalan Nisim, the days of Mashiach Ben Yochanan and Goruch, Mashichim Torah Sechel Havir Mechut Ki Rusanechel. That's the Zman of Shichla Sator. The Srashis brought Shich. They forgot Torah. This is different than what? This is different than what? Then Purim is also Shich. The Mora says, I hear more, so Aura of the Simcha of Sosniko. Aura. Aura is the Torah. So Rashi explains that in the Zman of Purim, Shagaz Aleim Haman Shalom Yisasku B'Torah. Haman said they shouldn't learn Torah. So what is Lashilim Torasecha, something unique to Chanukah? It's Purim also. You shouldn't learn Torah. Kasha number one. The second Kasha, as the Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara says that Ramaseach, Hagelot HaShachar, Ravasi says, Loma Nimshu Esther LaShachar. Esther is compared to a morning star. Because Esther was the last of the Nebuah to be written down. Gilas Esther is the last of all the Nebuah that's being written down. So the more Esther is the last Purim. Purim is the last. Purim came before Chanukah. Purim is between Bais, because Purim was between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. And when was Chanukah? When was Chanukah? And Bais Sheni. Chanukah came later. And there was Nisim and Flos. Nisim on there. But there isn't this Kavu Chanukah. There's so many Nisim. So many Nisim. So many miracles. Well, Nitin Kasif. But they're not miracles that we have to what? Nisim Kasif has the same kind that to write a sefer, have Kedusha, be part of Kisei Kodesh. Why? Why? Why is Chanukah inferior to Purim in that sense? There's no Kisei Kodesh. So Rosh Hashiva of Leib Box at the Pro Sefer Kohari in Detroit wanted to give the following possibilities. We speak about Shichas HaTorah. What do we mean by Shichas HaTorah? The Torah should be forgotten. We find in the Gemara in Shabbos that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says Cholil Avachas Kifla Meches. Chalil Lachas, the Torah should be forgotten. Torah can never be forgotten. Torah can never be forgotten. As the Pesukim tell us, that Torah, Lo Tishkach, it says, Ki Lo Tishkach Mipi Zarah, will never be forgotten. And Rashi says on the Pesuk of Tocha, the Torah can never be forgotten, Kol Yisrael. We'll always have the Yechidim, the Tanoim, the learned, even in the most difficult times, Torah can never be forgotten. It's not Torah. Torah can never be forgotten. So what does it mean, shouldn't learn Torah? Shouldn't learn Torah? That, Haman tried that, but that's impossible. The Torah should, there will always be with Torah. will always be with her. So what do you mean by Shichas HaTorah? What do you mean Shichas HaTorah? Shichas HaTorah means that the Yevonim didn't want that the Jews should learn Torah to abolish all yeshivas. What they wanted is to bring in Yevonim. To bring in Yevonim. Along with it, a tarubis, together. Yevonis is choshech. Choshech zu Yevonis. Torah is or. Two different things. What do I mean by that? You ever go to a movie. A movie, you see so on the screen, beautiful things, on one condition, that is dark. If the room is dark, you can see everything. So Meshuggah came in and saw everyone sitting in the dark. He went in and turned on the lights. They threw him out. Meshuggah. If it's dark, the darker it is, the more you see. And once you put on the lights, you see nothing. That's your bonus. Dark. Then I can see. I think that's light. I think that's what the world's all about, making dark. But once you have ore, you see Torah. That movie is nothing. It's foolish. What are we looking at? And I'm not talking about movie. I'm talking about a ball game, which actually actions could be 23 to 24 to 25 minutes, and you sit there for 2.5 hours. So he winds up, so he pitches the ball from his eyes, well, it's this. How much action is there? So in basketball, they have action. And they have minutes and seconds and many seconds. They have all that. You have 60 minutes of action. You're there for a couple hours too. You see action. Action. Here's what you're sitting at. Now when you come in, was there sit for 2 minutes, I'll come back in an hour, I'll find out later. No, everything. And all the commercials you have to watch. Choshech! It's choshech. Or choshech don't go together. Put it together. A hezber, perhaps, I thought, in the Malacha of Ksiva, it says, the Mishnah says, Mufurish, Jechayev, Sheoisis, he means small, whatever that means, right hand, left hand, if you're left, you're ready, Amidestris, Shavush, and you're dying, the whole Russian. And that's how we pass it. Any language, you're chayev, any language, you're chayev, on Shabbos, if you're right, all the Shivim Rishonos. The Ozeruah brings our Beni Yoel. He says, no. Sabashus. Sab Yobin. Only that. The Rebbe. He says, Bechalashin. Mishnah doesn't say that. He says, Bechalashin. No, Bechalashin is Yivanes. Bechalashin. So now he really wants to say, Yemes. Bechalashin. There's two halachas. There's one, the Tzuras Ois. And then the Lashon of the Ois. They not necessarily go together. The Tzuras HaRais is one way, Ksav HaShuras, and the Lashon could be English. If you happen to get, a person's name is Jane, Mary, so Mary and their Hebrew name is Sarah, so Sarah, whatever it is, so you have to write both, Ksav HaShuras. So Sarah, I know how to write. I don't know Sarah or Petunia. Well, how do you write that name? Petunia. So whatever it is, hey, whatever it is, I don't know myself. Whatever it is, so they have it. It looks Ksav HaShuras, must be very, very holy. But inside, the Lashon is not holy at all. This is Yevonis. Yevonis wanted that they make the Ksav, but inside, it's not Torah at all. It's not Torah. This was Yevonis. So too, on the question we asked, why is that Nisan Lakosev? Purim is Nisan Lakosev. Because Purim is Zman, Ahashu Harius Kla Yehudim. At that time, it was a kibbutz of a kibbutz. The Klaus was Makabel Torah fresh. It wasn't just a schachis. It was permanent. It was a schachis of Makabel the Torah, not Bal Korcho, but Baratzen. Not like Hasinai. It was Baratzen. In fact, the Chassam Sofer wants to say, on the famous Rambam, the Rambam says that if a person refuses to give his wife a get, for whatever reason, maybe he's justified. He thinks he's justified, and Bezdin thinks he's not justified. So he calls for an Osas Yom Rosan. We're talking about Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Masenef explains this. It's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. For whatever reason, a Meshigas, he doesn't want to give her a get. Kof and Osas Yom Rosan. So some Sofer says, this concept of Koif and Osas Yom Rosan, because he really wants, but the Yetzer Hara stops him, the hate for his wife is so strong, he doesn't think properly, like Arkel Hashira, so he refuses to give her a get. This idea that he really wants it. He wants it. But he says, no, he wants it. How do you know? From Purim. Purim was his man of Kimu Bekiblu. The sad since the time of Purim is Kimu Bekiblu. Mashikibu Kvar. This made that every Yid really wants. It was his man of Purim. That's the Nesach L'Sachem. That's forever. Forever. As we say, Ushua Sam Hoysa L'Netzach. See, Shishas Yaakov. That's the Netzach. Purim, whatever happened in Purim, and the Kabbalah was the Netzach Nesachim. However, Chanukah, the problem with Chanukah is not was. Is. It still exists. There's Choshech. It wasn't was at one time. It exists even this Manazeh. In the same way, that we know that before Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, or we'll have Mr. Shem, Parashat Zohar, Purim, and Gilah. So the Gabbai gets up and says, I want to remind the Olam to have in mind the mitzvah of Parashat Zohar, of mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, of Tzkiyas Shofar, have in mind not to answer Baruch HaMishmo, and have in mind the mitzvah and the Baltakea should be Mosi. We go on every year we say this. You think that people don't know, they're all Talmid Chacham. They all know it. But again, we have to hear it again and again. Every year, there's a time, the same drasha. When it comes Chanukah, we have to hear this drasha. We have to hear the drasha of Yavan Zu Choshech. And Choshech means within our learning. And that starts by Shifrim Torah. And all yeshivas, and all yeshivas this week, last week, Yemei Chanukah, all the Mashgichim, and all yeshivas say, remember that Yavon Zuchoshech, and they're talking to many Talmidim that can't read English, study no secular subjects whatsoever, no secular subjects. They should know the Yavon Zuchoshech, that they learn pure Torah. And not to be influenced by society. What do I mean by that? It doesn't mean only the subject. The way they approach the subject. The way we approach secular knowledge. That's not how we approach a Black Gemara. The Lashon. In Milton's Paradise Lost, when a person has to analyze what was the Hava Amina. I don't know what the word Hava Amina is in English. The Hava Amina. And they still there and discuss it. And they discuss it. In a dreamer, to a Hava Amina, Chalila B'chas, it's with a Hava Amina Gemara. A Hava Amina the Gemara is a Netzach Nesach. Even though we don't postulate the Gemara, we don't postulate this Gemara, so why do we have to learn it? A Hava Amina, a Shita, a Shita Yechuya, Chufta, Chufta, Chufta. But I understand, there's a Chilik of the Kim. Torah is, before the world was created, this is a chilik of Torah. This we have to work on. And but to approach it, the way one approaches, a Shakespeare's idea, what did Shakespeare mean by this? What did he really, really mean? Let's analyze it. That analyzation, and the analyzation of learning, is kirchok nizok l'mayr. It's choshech anor. Is Choshech Nor, and this is someone who speaks this way does not mean he's against secular knowledge. In fact, the more a person has secular knowledge, and the more a person learns Torah, he really understands his Choshech Nor. He really understands it. He really understands it. Not just read what Chazal say. It's true. It's Emes Amito. There's a clear difference in our approach. We can go ahead and take a Shakespeare and lie down on the couch to stay for the exam, but not a Brach Gemara. Absolutely not. That's not the approach. That's not the approach. It's not an exam. You're having the chinas to put down the booklets that you get Yeshiva University examination student. That's a booklet. I'm not making an issue of that. I'm saying only it's a bechina with a Rebbe, not a teacher. Not a teacher, not a class. And where's the section number? It's all chitzonis, but it should not be penimis. It should not be penimis. That's choshech. That's choshech. To know the Torah is we make our say a brach on Torah. We say a brach on Torah. Not on Milton's Paradise Lost. No. A brach on Torah, it should be a different attitude, a different attitude, a different way. A very important yisod. A very important yisod. That our hanhagas, our approach to Torah, should not be in a secular way. Therefore, even though we speak in English, we should understand what we're learning, we speak in English. But that doesn't mean that we cannot incorporate yeshivish terms. Gemara terms. Certain things, these terminologies, as part of our learning. And sometimes we can show what we mean by the secularist doesn't talk that way. You don't use your hands. You don't get excited. You're monotone. Monotone. Don't excite me. Just tell me. But my brain should be affected, not my heart. But I'm learning it's not that way. Because learning is not that way. Sometimes you can explain something just by acting it out, by showing it. That's why not all the time is a tape recorder the best. Yes, I heard on the tape, but you didn't see the nothing. You weren't in this year. Yes, you can hear tapes of our salvation, sure. Ain't a dime. Shemia Maria. Shemia? You were in a shir, you didn't see how we approach things, you would just have a tape. Why do I have to come to shir for? I have a tape. That's good for the exam. For the exam, yes. You have to go to any class, just get tapes, and what? And get the notes, you'll get your 100, and don't show up to any class. That's good for the brains, not for the heart. Not for the heart. Torah! An or! The Slavis! You have to be there, you have to be present, you have to be you have to saw the Rebbe, how he analyzed, how he said over Rashi, just said over the Rashi, how he said the Rashi, how he, the nigga he said, excitement they had, just the Rashi, he got so excited, just I said the Rashi 5 times, he got so excited, and he's like, you don't see it in tape, tape can't do that, can't do that, I just heard a tape of Shmuel Birnbaum, the near Rosh Hashanah, and on the tape he was laughing, I wish I saw him. Laughing myself. Couldn't stop laughing. He didn't prepare that. It's in a diamond. A laugh. Excitement. An anger. To see it. This is learning. The rest is Yavonis. Yavonis. It's Hoshef. Therefore, all the time we have to mechazik ourselves. Not to allow this to come in. Not to allow this to come in our learning. There's a difference. And this has nothing to do with Torah Mada. Because I'm not discussing our Torah Mada. Torah, when you learn Torah not in the approach that you learn Mada. Not in that approach. We have to hear this. We have to hear every year. Have a mind, the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah to the yoitz of the mitzvah. You think I don't know that? No, you don't know that. You have to hear it again. You have to hear this again. There's a difference, a clear difference between a Rebbe and a Shir and this Mesiba. This is our. This is what we came for. This Mesiba. Such a Rebbe. This is not a teacher. Examination booklet. It's altogether different. We should approach it different. Not to say I'm allowed, how many excuses and cuts are you allowed in a college class? So I can take as many, if not more, in the shir class too. After all, I'm here most of the time. So that alone I should get an A. If I come to Shiva, I get an A for certain classes in the college. If you just attend, you get an A. I had one class myself. It was attendance. I used to raise my hand, where are you taking your tennis? Where are you taking your tennis? So I said, you're taking tennis, I left. And that was the whole thing. That was the whole class. That's not learning. Learning is not that way. Learning is not that way. And therefore, we need a constant. This is the Dardos. It's not Lekotev. It's not where it stops. Hanukkah. Hashlichem to Hashem is a constant battle that we all have, everybody has, in various dimensions, in various dimensions. So hopefully, this Hanukkah, the Mechazik as Mechadish, Mechadish within us, this idea that we all know, is Pash, that there's an Or and there's a Choshech. There's an Or and there's a Choshech. Yes, we need the secular knowledge, I'm not discussing that, but it's Choshech. Compared to Torah is Choshech. To compare to Torah is Choshech. You have to hear this all the time. True, I may not be able to get into graduate school knowing Shas. True, I may not become a doctor even though I'm a Chofetz Chaim Jew. But it's Choshech and Or. Alpha Pekin is Choshech Ror. By the way, Or is simple for Sosa Mikra. Or is Torah. Only through Lumina Torah. The Slavis in Torah. And hopefully our learning will bring out this Or, this Geshmak. I enjoy it. I love it. This should be our goal. And it will be our goal. This such a Nesibah will definitely enhance this drive, this Islavis, to grow the Milo Milo in Yavor Hashem. Thank you very much.
I'm going to be a good person.